twist, I can make you seduce me. Wanna do the what to see, you can call me Lucy. Say, so tunes a world on mine. Yeah, I'm a world of mine. So tunes a world on mine. Oh yeah, I'm the evil one. I don't need your soul to sell, don't sacrifice versions for your reach you up. Make my own money, I'll make my own.
Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob. Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob. Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob. Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall.
beware of the blob, it creeps.
Yeah, we had some classic The Blob there. Added in some Sane's Woman by Twin Temple just to kind of ease the vibe. Sorry. Ease the listener experience between that and Death Cab for Cutie. That was a super fun song. Millie, nice pick.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Before that, we had Your Teeth in My Neck. That was a request from Chance. And the Sonics, we were nerding out about the Sonics while the music was playing, and started it all off with I Was a Teenage Monster by the Ketones. Mm-hmm. Cindy, we got a bunch of your music in this next set.
What did I put in there? We can move it around.
I put the Killing Moon up.
Nouvelle Vague.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. This is obviously a cover from Echo and the Bunnymen, which is also a great... The original is amazing, but I just like, this is cute, and you don't actually hear what they're saying until it's too late, and you're dead. Right? So good morning, everyone.
Ladytron, Black Cat.
Oh, yes. Let's get Euro.
Nice. And speaking of Euro, Millie added some Bauhaus in, some Hollow Hills, and then Mr. Kitty.
After Dark. Yeah, nice.
Look at me, just with the Gen Z.
Tapped in
a little bit. I like, and it's good, but again, like, it's creepy, but it's a toe tapper.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of like in the Crystal Castles realm.
Yeah,
not super similar.
I'm soothed by the Mr. Kitty. I do enjoy it. I want to also just put out there this morning, first of all, we have a rainfall warning. If you are waking up and you don't know what to do, you need an umbrella. All the things. There's going to be a lot of rain.
And make sure there's no holes in your shoes.
Please, child.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. No holes in shoes, because there's big puddles, lots of rain.
Huge puddles.
It's going to continue for a little while, so just be ready for that. It's not just a passing shower.
This is supposed to continue all day until past sunset, according to the weather
app. Creepy. All the leaves are going to go. I just want to say, though, like, can we have daylight savings time now, please? I know there are people that don't want to do that, and I'm confused. Are we saving daylight coming?
They like to wait until after Halloween. That was the shift. I don't know why.
I hate it.
When is it?
It was like midnight.
November 2nd is daylight savings time.
So this Saturday night, you get an extra hour of sleep, which is wonderful.
I'm gonna need it.
Everyone wants that. But it was like midnight at 7 a.m.
No.
It was so dark. I don't want that.
It was so dark. I know. When I woke up this morning, it was pitch black outside.
I know. So I need those clocks to change. I know there are people who don't want that. I'm not here for you.
Yeah. Sorry, this is not the space for you.
We need that extra hour. We get an extra hour of sleep, and it won't be like midnight at 7 a.m.
Exactly.
All right. So we've got some good tunes.
We both put There Will Be Blood by Kim Petras on the list, so I think...
Did you put that too?
Yeah.
Kim Petras did a whole Halloween scary album in 2020, and I feel no one talked about it, and that to me is my favorite.
I did not know about that.
Yes!
Wow.
A full album of scary music, and There Will Be Blood. I love that we both put that on there. Yep.
I noticed, Cindy, that you added the Harry Potter Trap remix. I noticed that last week. I think that's fantastic.
Okay, good. Well, I mean, we all know Harry Potter. Why not trap it out a bit? I don't even know when that came out.
No, not this year. I gave it a listen. It's actually, you know what? It's actually kind of fire.
It's kind of fun. It's not like 7 minutes. It's just a nice little hit of a familiar ditty. All right, let's keep going. It's Indie Wake Up Call. We are live from Carruthers Hall CFRC. It's our Halloween show. Good morning, everyone.
Thank you. Slušaj meni, nini, ja te zabravi. Čuj za sini, teska li si pripomni. Nov pak vseki den napred nameri. Kako biče, če da se kateriš. Kotkata vorel ne sprevrni. Izven kartata da izleti. Z bodeštetu si, ako igraješ.
She'll put a spell on you. She's the witch queen of New Orleans. Of New Orleans. I'm gonna tell you a story. Strangers in my sea. Of zombie voodoo greed. And the witch queen of New Orleans. She lives.
Go on and say, go on.
It is Indie Wake Up Call Thursday morning. We are doing, if you haven't guessed, a Halloween themed show today.
Mm-hmm.
Get near the end. We've had to cull our lists with heavy hearts.
It hurts, but I still think it makes you focus. Mm-hmm. And I said earlier, I'm like, what are the must stays on the show? Mm-hmm. And I think those few songs we just played right there, they were must stays.
Absolutely.
So good. Some dancing going on too, right? What is this? What are we hearing right now?
This is Ave Satani from The Omen.
Okay.
I mean, I could go so full nerd if I wanted to with this show. I'm trying to be respectful, so I'm just trying to...
to us? We want you to do that.
But I've been slipping it in for the instrumentals here, so here we go.
Beautiful.
So we... Redbone, we were talking about New Orleans.
Yep. Oh my God. That song, I love those songs that are like 50 years old.
Yeah.
And they are still perfect.
Perfect.
And I know people have maybe tried to cover that song. Don't do that. Let's just lay back.
No, let it.
It's so good. All right. And you're saying, Millie, you know the album. Is the album called Come and Get Your Love?
What potential? I have no idea what the album name is called, but Wovoka by Redbone is...
You don't want more of the chanting and the...
Wovoka by Redbone is objectively like one of the best songs ever.
So we're going to bring that next week.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. I completely forgot about that until you put this on. And I was like, wait. And that song just came into my mind. It's beautiful. I would 10 out of 10 recommend everybody go listen to it. Expeditiously after
Halloween.
After our fire set.
And the Omen.
We have coming up.
The Omen, Satanic Panic era. Oh my God. And we're saying you've never seen Stranger Things.
I have never seen Stranger Things, guys. I live under a rock.
No, you don't. Like you have a fairly good catalog and old soulness about you of things that you have seen and listened to. Clearly, if you're all about Redbone next week, we're going to play another song there. all grandparents tune in to your music. Amazing. But yeah, I'm just saying, like, what I was saying is I was worried that Stranger Things is about to end. There we go. There's the Harry Potter trap. Harry Potter
remix.
Trap mix. You're welcome. You're welcome. So there it is. There's the drop. I'm just worried. Not worried, because I think the Depper brothers have this, but the final episode ever is going to be on New Year's Eve. It's going to be over 2 hours long. It's even going to be in the theaters. But what if it ends like Game of Thrones? Then you won't see it, because you'll hear how bad it
right? is.
Right? So, but it's so beautiful up to this moment that I think you should just binge it, and then we all go through it together, and then it's going to be great.
Skip another week of classes to focus just on Stranger Things.
For you to just get your priorities in order. Yeah. I don't know.
I think Stranger Things is a very important.
Oh no. What have I done? Are your parents listening?
Mom, if you see my grades, it's because I'm taking time off school to focus on Stranger Things.
Okay. What have I done? But it's so worth it. Soundtrack alone. Anyway, all good. What are you going to watch? Like, do you have any other time to watch any scary must-have retro movies? Like, here's my expert here. Do you got something for us?
Oh.
Yeah.
Just like, give us a few.
I mean, if you want some fun, Lost Boys is a classic. I was in the mood for Hell House LLC, if you like found footage. Just rewatched that recently.
I don't know what any of that is.
If you want some great, ridiculous CanCon, Wolf Cop and Another Wolf Cop. Fun fact, Another Wolf Cop has...
Okay, never mind. What?
Sorry, Freudian. If you see the transformation scene, you'll know why I made that Freudian slip. But it plays a Thorax song.
Okay.
A local Kingston metal band.
Nice.
And when Another Wolf Cop was in theaters, I think it was literally Thorax and then my little group of friends, and that was everything. But they are super fun. Gowan is in Another Wolf Cop.
What?
Yeah. Oh. It's amazing. It's ridiculous. As well as the very pretty man from Murdoch Mysteries.
I know the guy. He's always on the commercials. Yeah, okay.
So, anyways.
There's some good recos.
There you go. All right. Ginger Snaps also for some feminist vampire fun.
Amazing. All right, let's play some tunes.
Werewolf fun.
Let's play some tunes.
Speaking of, we have Werewolf Heart by Dead Man's Bones.
Heaven knows we'll soon be gone. upcoming loss, or will they suffer another agonizing semifinals? Tune into CFRC 101.9 FM to find out. We go live at 12:45. The Grand Club preview scheduled 1 p.m. kickoff.
Doctor Egg. in the back row. To the late night double feature picture
up against his, she left it there, told him how she